Yehudim daf kuf lamed hey, new perik. Yeah, Mishnah says, Rashis hageiz, this mitzvah matnas kuna to give the beginning of your shearing off of the wool to the koyin, we'll soon see how much you have to give, but Rashis hageiz, the beginning of shearing off your tzon, Rashi says, kol hageiz is tzonoi, when you shear off your sheep, ben tloyim, or ben tzkenim, when it's all the young ones, a filo geiz may even do it 100 times. Even though you're shearing it off 100 times already, the wool, you have to give every time you shear off, you have to give a certain part to a kain. And we'll see later how much. So the Mishnah says, whether you're doing it in Eretz Yisrael, or whether you're doing it outside Eretz Yisrael, it's Noyig. Befnei HaBayis, Mishloi Befnei HaBayis, Bezman there's a Beis HaMikdash, and Bezman there's no Beis HaMikdash. Now, Bachulin, Avoleh B'Mikdashim, it only applies to Behema that's Chulin, and not to Mekdashim. By Behema Samakadashim, there's no din Reishis Hageis. We'll see in the Gemara why. Now, Choyme Bizroya Bolachayim Uvakevim Reishis Hageis. There's certain chumras about the matanos we had in the last parak, by giving the Israel Achayim Mekevim to the Kohen over the mitzvah of Reishis Hageis. Shazroya giving the shoulder, Bolachayim the cheeks, Viakevim the stomach, Noigim Baboka Vitzern, whether it's cattle, whether it's sheep. It's Nagay, any behema you shecht, you have to give those matanis. Bimarubim muit, whether you have 100 animals, whether you have 1 animal. Still there's a mitzvah to give this roya the kevel chayayim. But voracious agay is the beginning, the first, when you're shearing off the wool, and a nagayel abrachelis, it only applies to sheep, that's all, that has a wool. And vein a nagayel abimarubim, it only applies if you have a few of them. Well, some say how many, need 5. But if you don't have a few of them, then there's no mitzvah of rachis hageis. Yeah. To the krosim, the sheep, lambs it could be, but in schorim ben akevis, but not bezim, can't be with goats. The mitzvah of rachis hageis is only with lambs, sheep, and not with goats. Now the Mishnah says, the kamahu meruva, what's called lot, how many animals do you have to have that you're shearing off now to have the mitzvah of rachis hageis? The kamahu meruva, says the machlekes, Beishama yom Beishama says, shtei rechelis. You have to have at least 2 sheeps. Shneimer the pasuk says in Yeshayo, Yechai ish eglas boker u'shtei tzayin. Person shall live with eglas boker u'shtei tzayin. Mash mitzayin is called 2. See, by the mitzvahs rishas again, you have to shear off at least 2 sheep, or two wools, or two sheep. You have to shear off the wool. However, Beisilah Mesilah says no chomish. You have to shear off 5 sheep. Shneimer the pasuk says in Shmuel, Chomesh tzayin asuyas. So there were 5 tzayin asuyas. We'll see in the Gemara Darshan asuyas. Shemaisa says baleim rumus lekum asay mitzvah chadasha. That says tells the owner come and do a mitzvah. So you have to shear off the wool of 5 sheep. Yeah. Now Rabbi Doisa ben Hukin is saying there chomesh rechelis goizazayis mono pras. You have to shear off 5 sheep. And each one of them, each one has to shear off a mon and a pras. That's how much hair. That was the weight. That each one, you have to give off mon of v'chatzi, a weight of wool. That's how much you have to shear off. Chayev is bereshis hageiz. Then you chayev bereshis hageiz. But if you shear off less than that, then it's not chashiv to give the mitzvah bereshis hageiz. V'chomam say chomash v'chelis goizazayis. No, as long as you're shearing off 5 sheep, no matter how much wool they give off, even though each one is only a kol shein, still it's mechayev you to give off reishis hageis. Yeah. We'll see in the Gemara exactly how much you have to shear off from each one of them. Now, the kama neisnin loy, how much wool do you give to the kain? The kama neisnin loy. So it says you give them Mishkal Chomesh Sloyim Yehuda. And Yehuda used to give them the weight of 5 Sloyim worth of wool. That's how much they would give them. And Shehein Esther Sloyim the Golol. There was 10 Sloyim in Golol. So much what you, that's bigger weights. So 5 in Yehuda is like 10 of Golol. They're supposed to give them a Lubin of a light soy. It should be white wool and not dirty wool. Whereas the Yisrael should whiten it before he gives it. Shouldn't be dirty wool. Yeah. Kidei lasis v'menu beget cotton. And also, that the wool you give them has to be enough that he can make from it a small beggar like an avnet. He has to be at least be able to make a garter like. Shneimer the pasuk says titein loy. Says reishis agei soincha titein loy. So udashin shehei boy kadei maton. You have to give him something that at least he can make from it. He has to at least to be able to make out of it a small beggar like a garter, like an avnet. Now, lehispik litner loy ad shetzavoy poto. Let's say the Yisrael didn't give it. He didn't give to the Kohen until he died it, until the Bala Giza died his semer before he gave it to the Kohen. So he's part of giving it. Like it's colorful. You had before, you're only supposed to give him white wool, and not if you colored it. So if you colored the wool, you're part of now from giving it to the Kohen. Livnoi v'loit sova, let's say you whitened it, but you did not dye it yet. So then chayev and chnami, then you chayev to give it to the Kohen. Yeah, what's going to be halakeach geis tzoyne shanochri? Let's say a guy just got finished shearing off the wool off his animals, off his sheep, and a Jew goes and buys the wool. So lochri is potem reishis hageis. Since you did not own the animals, you only bought the wool itself, so therefore you're potem from the mitzvah reishis hageis. What's going to be halakeach geis tzoyne shachaveroi? Let's say you buy off another Jew before the Jew shears off the wool, you buy the wool. That was halakeach geis tzoynish shachaveiroi. Yeah. So it's like this, that im shayev ha-moicher, if the moicher leaves over some wool for himself, like he didn't sell all the wool, he has some wool himself, so then ha-moicher chayev, then the moicher, the pshat is, since he left over some wool, so the moicher, now he's a Jew, he has to give the mitzvah reishis hageis. Since he leaves over some wool for himself, he has the chiyuv to give from what he left over. What's going to be loishi? Let's say he didn't leave over any wool for himself, but rather he sold all the wool to this Jew. So lochur is then halakeh chayiv, lochur, the one that bought, he has to give the reishis hageis. Because I get like he bought the chiyuv. Because since the first one, when he sheared it off, it was chal a chiyuv to give the matnas kuna. So now the chiyuv is still here, so the second one has to give it. What's going to be hoyuloi shnei minim? There were two different types of sheep he had. Shchufais ulevonis. So some say shchufis means not too white. Yeah. Shchufis ulevonis. Some shchufis a little bit darker, and levonis a little bit white. So mochaloi shchufais. Let's say he sold you the darker wool. Avloi levonis, not the white one. Or else, sechorim avloi nikevus. He only sold you the males, not the females. Then halacha is zeh nois liyatzmai. Since you bought the sheep itself, so then from what you bought, you have to take off yourself. You'll have to take off reishis hageis from your sheep, whether it's sechorim, whether it's chufas, whatever it is, you'll have to take off yourself. And the moicher, what he has left by himself, and chlami, he'll take off from his own type. Since each one has like their own sheep, so each one has their own chiv to take off their own reishis hageis. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, the Mugdoshim my timer. Why does the Mishnah say it's not noig by Hegdish? There's no mitzvah matnas reishis hageis by Mugdoshim. So Mar says my timer. Mugdoshim my timer. Lo yom akro. Yeah, the pasuk doesn't say tsoincho v'loitzer. But again, it should be like this. The Mugdoshim my timer. Lo, what's the reason why Mugdoshim there's no mitzvah reishis hageis? So my answer is on makro. The pasuk says, Tzoyncho. You only have a chiyuv to give it from tzoyncho, from your own tzoyn. V'loy tzoyn hegdish, and not the sheep of hegdish, iyapota. So Gemara says, time of the cost of Rachamon tzoyncho. Why is there two costs of the posik? Halafok, without this posik having been, I would have thought to say, kotshim achayavim breshes hageiz, is that true? Halav b'nei gizaninu. Nukur kotshim halav b'nei gizin, I'll have a shear off, it's also the giza. So what's the halav minute you have to give it to a kain? You'll see the posik says, v'loy sogus b'chor tzoyncho. You have b'choy, now let us shear off the wool. Subshita, there's no mitzvah reishis hageis. So Mura says, I b'kotchim is b'chokhinam. If we're talking about regular kotchim, a korban, you're right. But also, my skin, the Mishnah is even talking about b'kotchim b'dekabayis. We amakta something to the b'dekabayis. Let's say, have the Baal Mumre the animal. So when you only amakta shit for the b'dekabayis l'domim, then the loch is its mutter b'giza. So on this, you need a prosit to say, still you're part of the mitzvah reishis hageis. So it says, I've Omer Reb Loza, Kotchi Beda Kabayis Asun Begiza Beavoida. He has to even Kotchi Beda Kabayis is still also the Begiza to shear off the wool and Beavoida to work with it. So that's only Midrabbonin. That's only Yisra Midrabbonin. If so, Sakwat Abdechimina Chab would have thought to say, Holu Midiraisa Bene Gizaninu, since Midiraisa Kotchi Beda Kabayis, you allow to shear off the wool. So I would have thought to say, Hechid Gozes Lay, Laces Lay, whoever was Gozes did shear off the wool. I would have thought to say Yechayiv, and Rashi says Heichad the Yovan, some is over Nisa the Rabbanin, and he was Gozer. I would have thought to say it's Chayiv to give Rishis a gaze. So Kamash will know his partner. Heichad the Gozer lace of lay, but the more still live law Kodesh law. What's happening? It's Hegdish. Rashi Heichad Tetzkadaitan is Chayiv the Mesa lay mitzvah Hegdish. What level? What are you in the pasuk for? It belongs to Hegdish. It's called a Kodesh for Balei Chayim Toyin Amodav Arocha. This is called the mitzvah. What is the pasuk for? Still a kasha. Samara says still yes. Sakot that the Rabbanan thought the same. Lifrek, you should have to be poida, redeem this wool, and then v'leis the land, then give it to the kain. So kamash mano yipata. Samara says why? V'boy hamod v'arocha. But you have to have hamod v'arocha. You have to first be. If you want to redeem it, the animal has to be alive. It has to be standing there. How much has to be standing in a roch, you have to value how much it's worth. So all these honichalaman the yamakotcha betekabayis, lohoyi bechlahlamod of a rocha, then it's very good. If you all do not have to have the animal standing to be alive, see, even though you shed off the wool is not part of the animal anymore, it's not like hamodar anymore, on this wool, I would have thought to say you should be poiter it and give it to the kohen. That's good. I need a pasuk to say, no, it's still your potter. But elu laman the yamakotcha, it says, for you, that even kotche bedek habayis is bechlal hamod avarochom, so you could only be poider it if it's standing, if it's alive, ma'ikal ameimba. So monoshach, like, if you already sheared off the wool, there's no tzad that you have to be poider, you can't be poider anymore. So what's the tzad to say, you should give it to Hegdi, to give it to the kohen? Omer Rav Mani bapotish, bapotish mishum Rav Yanai, hocho b'maktish behemta lebedek habayis, chutz migizosoy. Somebody was makdish his behemoth to the bedek habayis to Hegdish, excluding the Giza. He still wanted the right to be gozas to shear off the wool. So in such a case, Sakot Adrimin Arbura thought to say, Ligzois Velesavlei, that you could shear off the wool, and you should give it to the Kayin. Or Makron, this apostle says, no Tsoincho. You only had the chiyuv to give off the rishis hageiz if the Tsoin, the animal, belongs to you. For Lo Yitzoin Hegdish, here you were makdish it already to the bedek habayis. It's not yours, it's no chiyuv. For the Merihochiv, so Kotchim is Beich Nami. Even Kotchim is Beich also, I would have thought to say the same thing. Rashi Yochi de Bechutz Migiza Okmino, Chutz Migiza Shemuto Legoizos, Shia Maiduch Lukman Kotchim Beich Abayis, Tu Kotchim is Beich Nami. Over the Yevid of a God, let's say somebody made a tenai like this, and he was Gozaz. If I'm Yochi, Kotchim is Beich Nami. Smur says, Kach she no, you make it weak. Rashi says, a giza and it tells machish a bosor, and therefore it's also legoizes. Since you're ruining the bosor, and the bosor is kotchim, is a korbin, it's also to do that. Smur says, if so, the same thing by kotchim, better by his nami kachshi. How could you say that you're allowed to shear off the wool? If you're making the animal weak, you can't like destroy the korbin, the behemoth shall hegdish. Here, better by his nami kachshi. The yoma smur answered, the yoma chutz mi gizo kachisha. When he was magdashed for the bedek habayis, damn the value of it, he only meant to be magdashed for the giza, and chutz from the giza and the chisha and the chanami. As much as I'm ruining it, I didn't mean to be magdashed that. Samara says, and so, kotchim is beach nami. Do you have a chutz me giza chisha? Could be the same thing that by kotchim is beach. You're magdashed the korbin, but you left over this chutz for yourself to use the wool, and even if you're magdashed, you'd make it weaker. Samara says, no, I feel like even so, poshtu kedusha bekula. I'll tell you, if you mark the Shebehema for Korbin, so automatically the Kedusha is Nispash, it spreads over the whole Korbin. And you have no right to be Machash to make it weak anymore. Yeah. It therefore, of course, even call on the Gezer also. Versus Abu Kedusha is Domim, Gengotcha, Betekabayis. Might lo yakdish lo yakdish, but by bedek habayis you don't say the svara that it should be poshter, it should spread by itself over the obehima. It only spreads on a kedusha chamura of kotchim mizbeach. A kedusha is aguf, but a kedusha is bedek habayis, it doesn't spread. Now the Gemara says, in no term, how do I know to say this? The Yom Reb Yosi, V'haloi b'mukdoshim by regular korban, it was said. Hoi meragle shezuoyle. Somebody says about his own animal. He only wants the foot of the animal to be a korban eilo. Halacha is automatically kul eilo. The whole animal becomes a korban eilo, because it spreads. And v'afidle rabmei adiyamar. Ain kul eilo. Even contra Rabbi Meir Shita, he says no. The rest of the animal does not become hegdish. Hani mili when is this said? The yaktish dovash and aneshamat luyibo. Only because it was marked as something like the foot, that even if you take off the foot, the animal is still alive. It's not totally the neshama, it's not the life, it's not totally that. Avol hegdish dovash and neshamat luyibo. Let's say you marked as something that neshama is totally in that. And Echnami, then Kitcha, even Rameh would agree that the Kedusha is nispashit. A Kedusha saguf is mochamor, that once you want to make just the foot hegdish, or according to Rameh, if you want to make the heart hegdish, so automatically the whole baby becomes hegdish also. That's what we're saying also by the Giza and the Krash. Once you makdish the animal, it's automatically nispashit than everything there. So therefore, by Mekdoshim, Yitaka Poto. And the Chiddush. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is only by Bedik Abayas. I would have thought to say Yimchuyev Kamash Mon Tzaincho, that since the animal doesn't belong to you, still your potter. Rava says like this: the Makdish Giza Atzma, where you were Makdish the Giza, the wool. It was your animal, and you shared off the wool, and now you Makdish the wool. In this case, Sakel Dar Chaminach, I would have thought to say Sakel Dar Chaminach, Ligzars, you should be Gozas, even though you Makdish the wool, for Lifrak, and be pointed the wool blazably and give it to the Kohen. Or Makro, the Pasuk says, no, Geis Soincho Titin Loi. It means like this, Mi Sheinu Mechusir Ela Geziza. Which type of wool do you have to give to the Kohen, if all it's missing is just shearing it off? But once you cut it off, you give it right to the Kohen. Or Ela Geza Nesina. Yotze Zeber over here is different, Sheh Mechusir Geziza, hereafter you shear off the wool. Like you will makdish the wool when it's still on the animal. So, hereafter you shear off the wool, you have to have a Padiyah, you have to redeem it first. And then in the Sina, so that you put it. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. In the case where you makdish the wool of your animal, that I would have thought to say should be poiderit, kamashma no you put it. The more elit soincha is solo mayosa. What is the word soincha? So we're not dashing now from the word soincha, but rather from the Pasuk of gay soincha titan loy. So what do we do with the word soincha? What's the soincha mean? So much like a time, like we learn like this. Kahemes hashutfim. If two people own an animal together, Chayavas Bereshis Hageis, still there's a chiyuv to give Bereshis Hageis from it. When they shear off the five animals and there's wool there, you have to give to the Kohen a portion. For Rabbi Loi Poter, Rabbi Loi says no. If two Jews are together, they're Poter from the mitzvah. My time with the Rabbi Loi, what's the reason of Rabbi Loi? On the Kroah, the Apostle says, Psoincho, for Loi Shal Shutfis, only the animal belongs to you privately and not if there's partners. By partners, you're Poter from Bereshis Hageis. For the more Rabbon Lamute Shutfis, Ovi Gechavim. Rabbanim say no, that the Pasuk is telling us Tzoncho, that has to belong to you and not to a guy. If you have a shutter for the guy, then you potter. But if two Jews own it together, that you chayiv. How does he know this? Nafgalei meresh to go from the beginning of the Pasuk. Meresh to the quote, the beginning of the Pasuk says resh is to goncho v'loi shutfis adikichavim. That's resh is to goncho mashmi yours and not to a guy. For Rabbonin, Reishis Hageis, Hifsek Inyan, you can learn that one from the other. They're talking about Reishis the Goncho. That's the Mitzvah Truma. They're talking about the Pasha of Matness of the Reishis Hageis. So Rabbonin say, Reishis Hifsek, you can learn that one from the other. See, the second Pasha that says, Reishis Hageis, only the Lemuitei, if you have a Shutfus with a guy, but Shutfus with a Yisrael Yechayif. For the more Rabbi Loi, had enough to say both. Vov, Hoder Arve. It says a Vov, similarly, you learn that one from the other. So to say Shutfus Goy is part learned out from the first part of the Pasuk, Reishis the Goncho. And now the second part of the Pasuk is teaching us of Reishis the Geis, any type of a Shutfus, also you'll be Potter. Even a regular Shutfus with the Yisrael, also you'll be Potter contra Beloy. For the more of Rabbonin, Lo Nichter Rachmon Loi Vov, for Lo Reishis, Hashem to say,